people are actually losing their homes and asking to rent in our apartments.
The biggest obstacle is, of course, lack of funds.
We think we've helped 58,000 people.
We're constantly having a greater demand for affordable housing.
Welcome to the Affordable Housing Podcast, brought to you by Eden Housing.
In any community, young people thrive when given opportunities for self-expression and solid mentorship. Hi, I'm Joanne Green, and on this episode of the Affordable Housing Podcast, brought to you by Eden Housing, we're focusing on the work of the All Stars Project of the San Francisco Bay Area, where youth aged 5 to 25 get self-expression opportunities, solid mentorship, and a whole lot more through after-school programs, workshops, and summer internships. Our guests are Joyce Dattner, who is the director, and Dr. Eloise Joseph, better known as Dr. J, program director for the All Stars Project of the San Francisco Bay Area. Welcome, Joyce and Eloise.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Good morning, and thanks for having us, Joanne.
Good morning. Eloise, let's start out by talking broadly about the All Stars Project and how it works.
Okay. The All Stars Project is a national nonprofit. It's 33 years old now and privately funded. It's an after-school program that's all about development. In the All Stars, young people who are 5 to 25 years old can participate in one of our two programs, the All Stars Talent Show Network, which is producing hip-hop talent shows right in their neighborhoods, and the Development School for Youth, which is a leadership training program in partnership with the business community, where young people participate in workshops and are given paid summer internships.
So are these programs entirely separate, or does the talent show program kind of feed into the Development School for Youth?
Young people can participate in all of the programs or separately in one. The Development School for Youth is one where the young people participate in both programs. They are the students in the Development School for Youth working in the professional world and learning a professional performance. And as part of that process, they also help to produce the Talent Show Network. In the Talent Show Network, young people are invited to apply to the Development School for Youth if they are so inclined and interested.
But that's for older youth, right?
Yes, 16 to 21-year-olds apply to the Development School for Youth.
Are these talent shows open to the public? I'm suddenly having a need to come and see one of them.
Yes, they are. We have one scheduled in October. They are open to the public. The young people help to, part of their development is to help to build the audience for those talent shows. So they invite their family and their friends, and we invite our donors and volunteers and everyone else in the community.
That is terrific. Joyce, when did the All Stars Project begin? And if you would tell us how many young people have been served at this point.
Sure, yeah. Well, the All Stars, as Dr. J was saying, was founded 33 years ago. I was one of the founding volunteers working with our co-founders, Dr. Lenora Falani and the late Dr. Fred Newman. We started in the Bronx, New York, which you probably can tell from my accent is where I'm originally from. And we are now in six cities. We actually just began producing the All Stars Talent Show Network and the Development School for Youth, the All Stars Project in Dallas, Texas, and in Bridgeport, Connecticut. We're also in Chicago, of course, New York City, Newark, New Jersey, and in the San Francisco Bay Area. Dr. Joseph and I began the All Stars Project in the Bay Area as a pilot program in Oakland back in 2002. We were looking to see if we could bring the performance-based approach to youth development, to California, 3,000 miles away. At that point, we were only in New York and Newark, New Jersey, and we wanted to see, well, would there be support from the young people, from their families, from the community, from donors, from volunteers, to our philanthropic model and to, again, our performance-based approach to development. And we were very happy to say that there was a lot of support for bringing the All Stars here. We work now with 10,000 young people across the country. In the Bay Area, We involve about 150 to 200 young people each year in our programs. But what's, I think, kind of, you know, unique, and we're told is a hallmark of the All Stars Project, is the way we involve those 150 to 200 young people is Dr. J and her team speak in the course of a year to 4,000 families, 4,000 to 5,000 actually, families and young people through good old-fashioned community organizing. They knock on doors in housing projects. They, you know, do speaking engagements in schools. They're invited into the schools now as we gain a reputation as a very effective program by teachers and school counselors. Young people refer each other now to the program. They refer their siblings. They refer their peers. So we work with about 10,000 young people a year across the country and touch about 4,000 to 5,000 young people just in the Bay Area.
If you had to limit it, and either of you can answer this or both, if you had to limit it to a couple of factors, what would you say is what you would attribute your success to in terms of gaining the trust, not only of the young people, but of all the adult community partners you need to engage in order to make this work?
The All Stars is a partnership. It's young people, their families, our donors and business partners, and our volunteers working together. And I think the success lies in that it's a partnership. It takes all of us, as well as the fact that we are privately funded, so we can innovate and try new things and create different kinds of environments for all of us.
Yeah, I think what Dr. Joseph is saying about that we are privately funded, 80% of our funds are from individual donors who are our partners and the partners of our young people, I think is very key to our success because it has been an arena of innovation. And I think that talking about young people, they have a thirst for development. When young people come to the All Stars Talent Show Network and they are cheered for getting on stage and giving it all they've got, and they are expected to do the same for their peers and to help build. In fact, they are the builders and the producers of the Talent Show Network. They grow, they develop, they're doing new things, they're having fun, and they have a thirst for that. And you provide a stage for young people to, you know, move out of the five block area where they live their lives and be able to meet new people, meet new volunteers, meet new partners, work with their peers to create something positive in their community. They grow from having something to give and from having the expectation that they will have something to give. And they see how they see new possibilities for themselves in their lives and how to execute those possibilities. Same thing in the development school for youth. I think the success, the reason young people are, you know, referring their peers and send their younger siblings, you know, we now have three generations of kids that have come through the development school for youth just in the Bay Area. There is a hunger to be treated seriously, to be given opportunity, to be related to as young people who have something to give. So I think as young people grow and develop through the program, they go back and they tell their friends, they go back and tell their parents come to us and say, I don't know how you helped my young person in my life, my kid. They want to live now. So that young people have a thirst for success, a thirst for growth, a thirst for doing new things in life, a thirst for exposure, and that the All Stars Project with our other friends in the nonprofit community and with our partners in the business community provide the opportunity to young people and their families. I think that's how come we're successful. And, you know, the private donors, as Dr. J was saying, make it possible for us to work with all kids, not just the young people who are doing well in school. We work with kids, whoever they are, however they're doing in life or school. They're invited to become part of the All-Stars, and they say, yes, I want in. They're an All-Star.
Well, congratulations. This is really doing so much amongst the communities that you're serving to really break that cycle of poverty and to break that cycle where kids feel stuck where they are and can't rise up and out and above it. I imagine funding is what limits you. I know you've been successful, but, you know, of course, we could always raise more. If, for instance, this podcast were to be heard by, for instance, an angel donor out there, and you got an unprecedented contribution, how much could you expand? How many kids could you serve in the Bay Area?
That's a great question. Why don't I kick it off, and Dr. J, please add. I think we're thinking about this a lot. We think about this a lot. And I think that there are so many people concerned about the development of young people. In the Bay Area, there are so many people who are concerned about how to go through this, you know, maybe unprecedented, but certainly extraordinary economic growth, how to go through that in a way that maintains our values of inclusion and community, that invests in economic, not only in economic development, but in the development of our young people and the development of our communities. So I would like to see that angel investor invest in a more public conversation, bringing together all of the stakeholders, which are all of us, in the future of the Bay Area, in the future of our young people, the impact of poverty, violence, and so on our communities and on all of us, whether we're living in those communities or not. We are all impacted on by the violence in our communities and the lack of opportunity for our young people to grow, develop, and succeed. So I'd want to see, ways that angel investor can bring together all the stakeholders to have some more and serious conversation about best practices, about discoveries that are being made, about effective approaches to poverty. So that's one thing. Of course, I would want to see them help us open offices and hire staff in every poor community of the Bay Area. And if they were so inclined, to help us with the president and CEO of the All Stars Project, Gabrielle Kurlander, who's an extraordinary visionary. She works out of our national office in New York City, which is a 32,000 square foot performing arts and youth development center. She set a goal for us at our last national gala at Lincoln Center back in May of being in 60 cities in the next 10 years. So I'd like that angel investor to partner with us to bring together our other partners, our other donors, our volunteers, our young people, people in the communities, our partners in the nonprofit world, to work on how do we move into those cities in a way that supports the growth and development of everyone who lives in those cities.
May it all come to pass. So briefly, Dr. J, can you describe the kinds of opportunities that you create for the youth? In what way are you engaging them, and in what way do you see them growing from their participation?
Yes, the way that we engage young people is by knocking on their doors, as Joyce mentioned, going to their schools and speaking with them in their after-school programs and on the streets and in their churches. We work directly with the young people because they are the ones who have to say yes to our programs, because we challenge them every step of the way. We offer them, as we mentioned, the participation in the Talent Show Network, which is an audition that's run professionally, and a performance workshop where they learn how to build teams with each other and with us, the volunteers, in performing skits and just relating silly theater games that we use based on some very sophisticated research that we have both created and build off of others' work. So we offer them the Talent Show Network 3 times a year in different communities, the Mission, Visitation Valley, Bayview Hunters Point area. And as Joyce mentioned, we'd like to expand around the Bay. We offer them in the Development School for Youth, they have 14 weeks of workshops. They come to a group interview. They then are accepted into the program based on their desire to show up on time and start the performance of dressing as a professional. In the course of 14 weeks, they learn how to dress for success, how to write a resume, how to speak in public, as well as how to engage in conversations with our business partners, some of whom you may recognize, Advent Software, where TM Financial Forensics, MetLife, the Mintz Group, RGB Spectrum in Alameda, to name a few. And at the end of that, the young people graduate. They have a lovely graduation ceremony where their family and friends are invited. And then they are onboarded, just like any part-time professional, into the workplace, where they continue their development as in the professional culture and learning new things about that performance.
So I understand that in addition to the after-school programs, you have about 20 youth engaged in summer internships. And, of course, Eden Housing is the lucky beneficiary of three of your interns this summer, and it's working out beautifully. So we thank you for that. What is the demand for these internships?
The demand is quite large and growing around the Bay Area. More and more, this last year, it's increasing exponentially as young people tell their friends and teachers come to our events and witness the development and growth of their young people and families learn about the program. We have, we had 200 young people applied to the program, and we accepted 30, of which 23 of those graduated. That was an increase of about 30% from the year before in the class. And we'd like to double that class size in the next year or two, perhaps sooner if our angel donor comes into being. I want to say thank you to Eden for the for offering internships to this current 2014 class, and just to say who they are.
Please.
You have Adrell Coleman, who's from West Oakland and is working with Woody Karp. There is Antonisha Crosley from the Sunnydale Projects of San Francisco and working with Ida Salvador. And also Adriana Vasquez from the San Pablo Richmond area, working with Michael Dismuke. And the young people are so excited to be involved in Eden Housing in such a hands-on way.
Sure, it's such great exposure. Is it challenging to find businesses to partner with you in this way?
Challenging. Yes and no. It's as more people like Eden come on board who are usually recommended by another business partner that we've met, the network is growing. And I think that is, as Joyce mentioned earlier, that partnership, that's what's helping us to expand. We're working to grow the businesses as we grow the numbers of young people who are interested and the volunteers who can participate, so that one, we're not out of balance. And podcasts like this and other kinds of interviews where we've been on the television is helping to grow that network.
Sure. Joyce, what do you look for in identifying companies to provide internships?
I think that we look for companies that are willing to grow and develop their people, which, of course, a lot of companies want to be able to do. So we want to have our young people have a very developmental experience, and we like the company and the teams at the various companies to have that experience as well. What do we mean by that? Well, we introduce to the companies through a training program, for the supervisors, and often these supervisors are already very skilled managers of teams. What we introduce to them is our, very unique, specific performance approach to development, so that the supervisors learn what we're introducing to the young people. How do you use play and performance to create new ways of being in the world? How do you use play and performance to have inner city kids and people? This is not the case at Eden, but many of our business partnerships, the supervisors are people who have never related to inner city kids before. never had a conversation with inner city kids before. And the inner city kids, you know, our young people haven't had conversations with people, you know, who are successful business people as well. So what we're looking for is, hey, do you want to innovate? Do you want to learn an innovative approach to conversation, to growth, to development, to creating a productive culture, to team building? And are you willing to be retrained in this performance-based approach so that you and young people are having a shared experience over the summer of what it's like to be with people that you're not usually with, mentor people that you don't usually mentor, learn from people you don't usually learn from, and together produce growth and development for everybody?
It's a fascinating model. Do you ever see these internships result in full-time jobs?
Yes, invariably one or two young people each year will be invited to work in the company where they are interning. And additional young people are asked to stay on longer in the summer if they can before they go back to school. So we have one young man who was hired by an architectural firm after being introduced to one firm per week during the 6 weeks of his internship more than 2 years ago now, and is working full time this summer. Across the country, this happens in that way as well.
It's wonderful. Are there opportunities for interested adults to volunteer, for instance, with the performance end of your program, if they're not with a company that is open to this sort of more advanced partnership?
Yes, you know, there's many opportunities. I mean, the way I would talk to this is that Eloise was speaking about this earlier. The All-Stars, there's so many ways to describe us. You can say that we're a youth development organization, because we are. You could say that we're emerging leaders in the after-school development movement around the country, because we are. We're helping to bring the importance of after-school development to addressing issues of poverty. And we are as much, the way we do what we do every day is through the partnership with volunteers and our nonprofit partners and our business leaders. So not only is there opportunities for volunteers, but that's how we grow and build. It's part of what we're working to do. It's a developmental experience for everyone. So what kind of opportunities? All kinds. You know, we have an orientation, so people come in and they learn about our history and how we got started and our approach to poverty and the performance-based approach, how we use play to help young people grow and develop. So they get a great orientation, and they can decide, hey, yes, I want to be an All-Star. I want to help build this community. And then we have some specific needs. You know, we have needs for people to join Dr. J and her team doing outreach to young people. We have needs for people to be on the phones calling young people back after we meet them to see how they're doing and to sign them up for the various involvement opportunities they have. We have a need for people to train but with our fundraising team as volunteer fundraisers and learn, you know, how we reach out to donors, which is also in a very grassroots manner. We need people who help produce special events. We're going to have our annual benefit. This year is going to be on November 5th at the Palace Hotel in San Francisco. We're honoring some people who have stepped up to address this question of creating development in our communities, in our poor communities, and for our young people at the same time as we're creating economic development. We need event producers. We need volunteers. We count on volunteers, and we provide fabulous training for our volunteers.
So should people call you if they have interest in this, or is this information available on your website?
Either one is great. Our website is www.allstars.org, and that's our national website. It's great to look through the whole national website and see what we're doing. And then there's a pull down for the San Francisco Bay Area. And our phone number is 415-986-2565.
Okay, once again, that phone number is 986-2565 in area code 415. I want to thank you both so much for the work that you do all year round, and certainly for participating today. We really applaud your work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joanne, for having us.
Thank you again to Eden for partnering with us and giving our young people such a wonderful summer experience.
And that's Joyce Dattner, director of the All-Stars Project, San Francisco Bay Area, and pediatrician Dr. Eloise Joseph, better known to the students as Dr. J, program director. I'm Joanne Green. To listen to previous episodes of the Affordable Housing Podcast or for more information on Eden Housing, we invite you to visit edenhousing.org.
SmarterPodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.